Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 Sioux Falls FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, now today, finally, it's Thursday, and it is the 11th of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. An nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, mild winter. I'm not complaining. I'm even going to keep quiet about it. They hear me just like this isn't miserable for me. They'll come spray the skies and make it snow and ice on me. All righty, let's see what's on the itinerary for today. Trump waives punishment for convicted banks, including Deutsche, which Trump owes millions of dollars to. I'll be doggone. We're going to find out about this, people, as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Trump waives punishment for convicted banks, including Deutsche, which Trump owes millions. This is from IB Times. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration has waived part of the punishment for five megabanks whose affiliates were convicted and fined for manipulating global interest rates. One of the Trump administration waivers was granted to Deutsche Bank, which is owed at least $130 million by President Donald Trump and his business empire, and has also been fined for its role in a Russian money laundering scheme. The waivers were issued in a little noticed announcement published in the Federal Register during the Christmas holiday week. They come less than 2 years after then candidate Trump promised, "I'm not going to let Wall Street get away with murder." And boy, he's kept every promise. I heard somebody's, what I'm saying, like, he's kept, no, I think it's Alice yesterday, he said, he's kept 90% of his promise. You dirty, rotten, scheming. Well, I mean, this is just what it is, people. I mean, here you have it. I mean, everything that, you know, was right in your face. I mean, I don't claim to be no genius that I saw these things that were right there in front of my face and talked about them. But I mean, when we told you this shit, it's like you could look at the same thing we were looking at and like, oh no, he's a guy, he's a plumber or something, just like me. Really? Look at, I mean, this is, I mean, the blatant, in your face, man, international, this is what, fraud, misuse of well, I guess you could be saying he is using his office to obstruct justice. But here you have, you know, before I came upstairs here, there was a news conference there, and they had Steve Mnuchin, you know, Goldman Sachs, Steve Mnuchin, up there talking about the tax cuts and how, you know, the new forms and what might have you, and you know, how, I mean, the guy made the statement. He goes, the stock market's booming. Now, we talked yesterday where the rich billionaire told you that we make all our money just trading money around. The stock market's booming, and that's good for the American worker. Man, I'll tell you. But I don't see people falling for this. I mean, there is a few diehards like Alex Jones, who's damn well paid to be a diehard and a Trump ass sucker. But most people are just going like, wow, goddamn, you know, it is what it is. And we better, cop to it. But, you know, here we are. I mean, we talked about the fact that one of the reasons they put old Trump in there was to delay things, you know, to buy time. And hell if they ain't done it. And look at what they've accomplished. The thought to me, you know, it's just like Trump is a billionaire being elected in the first place. You know, Romney, he tried to run. And everybody, you know, that's Bain Capital, that dirty, you know, international billionaire son of a bitch and piece of trash. The same son of a bitches that just did this to our country. And then Donald Trump comes up and, you know, the same billionaire piece of trash that done this to our country. And you got Steve Mnuchin, you know, the first thing he does is bring Goldman Sachs and Rothschilds right into the frickin' White House. And people, I mean, wow. I mean, Mitt Romney, I mean, I guess it was just, you know what it comes down to? Honestly, it was that goddamn reality program. What the hell was it called? I can't think of the name of it where, you know, he's fired. You're fired. I remember you always see that commercial. I never watch any of that shit. But at any rate, this is what we're talking here. And right here in your face, man, the banks, I mean, goddamn, whatever they do to us, I guess that, well, I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. But then again, because we're in the know, we don't have a whole hell of a lot left to take, do we? The way, little nosed announcement. Going to let Wall Street get away. Not going to. I mean, it's just take that knot out and it'll be just about right.
Well, you know, Henry, Trump is, he's a con man, number one. Number two, he borrows this money and doesn't pay it back. He never pays it back. And then he files for Chapter 11, and then we have to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. I mean, it's blatant. It's on its face. We're going to talk about it. I mean, we're going through the article here a little bit. Under laws designed to protect retirement savings, financial firms whose affiliates have been convicted of violating security statutes are effectively barred from the lucrative business of managing those savings. However, that punishment can be avoided if the firm manages to secure a special exemption from the U.S. Department of Labor. And this is what we were talking about on the, you know, this bullshit about we got to redo the immigration laws because they're just not working. No, just like this shit here, they put the laws on the books. Yeah, we're putting these laws on here to protect you. And somehow they can write waivers. How would it be if you and I could just write ourselves waivers? For the law, you know, the laws actually that can't even be inflicted on us. We're not supposed to be a part of any of this shit. But how would it be if we could just write each other waivers? I mean, yeah, you know, I know a lot of people. The fact is, you know, under the 1968 Gun Control Act, which was a blatant infringement, no authority for it. But, you know, I'd like to write people with waivers saying, well, you can have your gun because the fact is that, you know, there's no authority for taking your gun away from you. But this is what you look at this shit. I mean, writing waivers. Well, you know, these same people who did this to our people in 2008, you know, the so-called derivatives bubble, you know, when millions of Americans lost everything, businesses shut down across this country. And then, you know, they find out it was the regulators who had rated junk bonds as AAA bonds, put them into people's. These are working people's 401ks, and they lost it all because it was all a big fraud. And what happens to them, son of a bitches? We pay it off, 100 cents on the dollar. Nobody goes to jail. And now the head son of a bitch of Goldman Sachs just was on my TV. He's the Treasury Secretary. You think this shit is going to change without a fight? You're out of your minds. However, that punishment can be avoided. Professional assets managers. In late 2016, the Obama administration extended temporary one-year waivers to five banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan. All these guys, I mean, it's just worth $1 trillion. I mean, the money borrowed in your grandchildren's name. This is where it went. They handed it to these son of a bitches who have committed crimes. J.P. Morgan, Barclays, UBS, and Deutsche Bank. Last month, the Trump administration issued new, longer waivers for those same banks, granting Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Barclays 5-year exemptions. USB and Deutsche Bank received 3-year exemptions. The thing is here, people, why should they stop? Why should they stop the rape of us? I mean, the taking of everything we've got, driving our people further and further into poverty and taking everything we have. Why should they stop? There is no deterrent here. In the year leading up to the new waiver for Deutsche Bank, Trump's financial relationship with the firm has prompted allegations of conflict of interest. Now, I won't even hear this about Trump. Let's see. What they're calling a conflict of interest here. The bank has not only sought the Labor Department waiver from the administration, it has also faced Justice Department scrutiny and 5 separate government-appointed independent monitors. Meanwhile, the New York Times recently reported that federal prosecutors subpoenaed Deutsche for bank records about entities associated with the family company of Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, say it ain't so, and senior advisor. All of these interactions with the Trump administration and the federal government are transpiring as Deschutes serves as a key creditor for the president's business. Trump owes the German bank at least $130 million in loans, according to the president's most recent financial disclosure form. Sources have told the Financial Times the total amount of money Trump owes Deutsche is likely around $300 million. The president's relationship with the bank dates back to the bankruptcies the 1990s, when it was the one major Wall Street bank willing to extend him credit after a series of bankruptcies. In 2016, the Wall Street Journal reported Trump and his companies had received at least $2.5 billion in loans from the Deutsche Bank and co-lenders since 1998. Now, this is what I talk about, people. You know, it's like Alex Jones yesterday. Them fifth-generation Americans, they're just lazy. Don't want to do nothing. This is how this fucking country works. I'm going to tell you right now. You see this piece of shit, Donald Trump? Okay, he goes through bankruptcy. That son of a bitch is sitting there broke. Now, has he got to go out and get him a job and work his way up and save his money and try to buy him a little business when the big boys at the top are making regulations that only they can meet because it costs millions of dollars, and then the banks are owned by the goddamn Jews who decide who gets to have a business in this country and what might have you? No, Donald Trump, he's sitting there, that son of a bitch. I mean, he's not good for, a short order cook. And what happens? He gets handed $2.6 billion, and he just sits down and starts writing checks and making phone calls while the people who are creating the real wealth are busting their ass, a holy son of a bitch down there tearing buildings down for him for $4 an hour. This is how this country works. This is why it's all shit. I mean, for calling this an even playing field by any stretch of the imagination is a fantasy. This is what I talk about, you know, these people coming up, you know, the kids starting out of school. Now, you got one kid, he's the smartest kid in the whole goddamn school, you know, valedictorian, all this stuff, but he's just a regular kid, poor kid. Doesn't belong to the secret societies. This other kid, he's a C stat average, just like you see in your goddamn government. He's a C average student, and this son of a bitch, he never does a day in college or anything. He goes, but he can get money, you see. And just like Trumpy here, he can go get a loan. And then he goes and hires the guy over there with the valedictorian to write computer programming for him. And he sells, because he can put up the business and he can have the connections through his daddy, then he gets to parasite off the son of a bitch that worked his ass off to get the degree. Do you see what I'm talking about here? That's when they stand up and they try to, you know, put him as, these are the great company, what do they call it, corporation, corporate leaders and such shit. Fuck you. I know what you are. We're supposed to worship this shit, people. We're supposed to worship our slavery to these dirty bastards. This is why this thing will crumble, because they are the culls. That's all there is to it. The relationship had...
Henry,
yes, sir, go ahead.
The thing is, in some ways, maybe we deserve it because we've allowed ourselves as a nation to be enslaved to such a point to where We'll take any amount of pain. Let us keep our football, you know, Monday Night Football, our porn, our Hooters, and our pheasant shotguns, and to go hunting and see little Debbie graduate college and get brainwashed. And as long as we can have those things, we will put up with anything.
The thing is, Mike, you're correct, but the thing here is, what they're trying to sell us is that the scenario you laid out.
There's no armed nation in the world, not talking to people.
I hear you, but the thing that you're not seeing here, you're absolutely correct. But what has been done has only been done to a small bit of the population. You got 25% of the population going out there and fucking us all, and everybody's figuring it out. I mean, you can't blame the poor person who's, eats less and has a shitty house and everything, so they can keep their kids home and homeschool them. But then people go through that trouble. The people who understand it, they go through the trouble of the homeschooling, and they educate their child. Their child goes out and, gets a real frickin' degree in math and science and shit like that. And then turns around, did you accomplish anything? No. That goddamn Jew over there who controls the monetary system in this country, that your kid's gonna work, they're gonna get the benefit of the work of your child. And this shit is not gonna stop until we realize that the people who are causing this are a little bit of the population that we need to fucking wipe out. Once we wipe them out, then we get their goddamn masters, and then we could live in peace. Well, I don't know. You'd have to destroy the goddamn Zionist empire around this goddamn world before there'd ever be real peace, because one of them deviling little rat bastards would be weaseling their nose around and trying to fuck it up from the first day it started happening.
Oh, 6 weeks before.
Oh, hell yes. No, but this is what I'm talking about. I mean, when we come up and I hear like what you're saying, it's true. But you can't count all the people in that. The most of the people in this country are ready to take these son of a bitches out and hang them right now. So they haven't achieved to the level that, we would think, because all you see is that 25%. They own the mechanism for showing things to people on the stupid box. So when they want to put the camera on something, this is America. They show some asshole walking around with his pants hanging down to his knees. You know, a piece of trash shit that isn't us. And this is American, and 90% of Americans want the invasion from the South to happen. I heard that again today. They're trying to lay this shit out.
Oh, God. 90% of Americans want that shit to happen here, like in Europe.
They said 86% are behind them. But see, when they give a number like that from their polls, see, this goddamn poll shit has been something that retards should have seen a long time ago, but people haven't seen it. They're just now getting the idea when Trump, when he ran for this thing and they all said, well, he lost. He already had it all done. And then it came back. Well, all those polls were just, they were almost clear backwards of what really happened. The thing here is when you see one of these polls and it says 86% of Americans want these dreamers here and want to give them their jobs and let them rape their children or whatever they want to do, you got to understand when these polls are taken, they're taken of registered voters. This is the biggest problem we have right now is registered fucking traitors, voters. Because that's where they get their goddamn polls. So you're polling only 25% of the population. So when you say 86%, you're saying 86% of 20% of the population, which is, maybe about 18-20% in reality of the total population. They played these number games with us forever in 2 days, and it's time to say, shove your fucking lying numbers up your ass. It's like Trump coming out today, and that goddamn Saunders, that bitch up there saying unemployment's down to just record lows. When he was running for president, he stood up and goes, all those numbers are lies. The real unemployment numbers, like they were claiming, 14% when it's about 40 frickin' percent if you count all real Americans. But I mean, claiming that, all the way down the line, as soon as it became his number, doesn't that tell you anything about the man? He knows that number's a lie. He told you it was a lie, and now he's using the lie. What people?
Henry,
go ahead, brother.
Statistically, we have to look at this that we only have to kill 20% of the people.
Yeah, that's the bright side, brother. That's what I'm saying. It's not, if everybody who understood what's going on, and most people really do, And but the people that, even the people that are just had enough of this shit, just all acted at once. And people go, well, you never raised these big armies. You're going to have, no, each individual has to go out there. Just like I was talking about the guy that came up on Spike Show the other day. He got confronted. He faced the goddamn son of a bitch down and told him, turn around and beat feet. Or we die right here. One of us dies right here. That, until that is the attitude of our people, and until it is the attitude of our people, when they hear these son of a bitch go, I think we should go for Trump. You walk up, you are a treasonous piece of shit. You do not understand a word of what you're fucking saying. You are a goddamn idiot. You know, this is an occupation. And most of these people, they'll go, if you talk to them and just, you know, leading up to it, they'll agree, oh, yeah, we're pretty much occupied, man. The communists and the goddamn Jews, the Jews occupy our government. And the communists at the highest levels, yeah, it's all there. But you meant that it's a goddamn occupation, but then you're going to go out and vote in that occupation. I don't get it. I think you're so goddamn stupid you don't deserve to breathe. Now,
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, but you know, another thing, you know, this man, he got on television and he said that he know how the politician game works. He said he know how it works, and he said he has done deals where he went back and paid off the politicians, and people still went in and voted for him.
I hear
That's
you.
What it kills me. And you actually think he became a billionaire by being honest?
I hear you. I'd listen to the same thing. He's up there telling how, you know, what he should have went to prison for what he confessed to coming into the goddamn, you know, when he decided he was going to run and started making his speeches. He came right up and talked about buying your politicians off, buying legislation.
Thank you. Yeah, true.
Shouldn't they all go? I mean, this is just like, well, in 2008, they come out and they tell you, yeah, goddamn, this derivative, oh, it's trillions of dollars. We have to borrow money in your children's name from these son of a bitches to give these son of a bitches to pay off their fraud. And what it is they just put their fraud, you owe it. And that's a very good deal for you. They admit that your goddamn regulators rated junk bonds as AAA. They did, this isn't an accident. They absolutely did it. They rated those. They looked at them. That's a junk bond. We're going to put it over here as AAA and put it into this guy's 401k retirement. You know how many people lost their retirements? I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars, some people. And it's just, well, what you going to do about it? I mean, too big to jail, too big to fail. Goddamn, I mean, we're supposed to be the biggest thing in this goddamn country, I thought. I thought these bastards were our servants. A measly servants, too big to jail, too big to fail.
Well, you know, you sit there, we're trying to fight a financial Babylonian system 6,000 years ago, things that were developed before the flood. But unfortunately, we have the internet, and the internet is so expansion that people just can't, they're going to be flooded with so much information that their head's going to freaking pop.
You know, the internet's going to be our saving, though. Because, no matter the lies, I mean, with that propaganda machine, I mean, look at what they did. Political correctness, they had it down to you were accepting faggots and freaks and all this shit. Oh, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to be politically incorrect. Fuck you. And then once enough people got up on the internet saying, you know what, fuck them. Fuck them. That's what I say. That's what we used to say in the day when somebody would try to push some shit in our face. We go, fuck you. Right to their face. And then everybody started saying it. And then everybody's seeing, God damn, it ain't like they're trying, because it was that little percentage that they were on their cameras. This is everybody. This is what everybody thinks everybody should be. You can't say nothing against transvestites, so you won't be a part of this, everybody, this 90%. And everybody found out it's just a little bit of these bastards. There's just a little few of these sons of bitches that have been acting like they're us, and they're not. When they come out and say 90% of the American people, now you're talking about 90% of the 10% that your freak ass is a part of, will wipe you out in a few minutes. This is what's coming down with the internet. Now, we just talked about Trumpy over there, you know, helping his banker buddies out. It's amnesty for the banks, okay? Let's call it what it is. He gave them some amnesty for $103 million the son of a bitch owes him. And his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in bed with these banks. I mean, he was going to take care of Wall Street. Remember, going to drain that swamp? He's out there petting alligators on the head, ain't he? Okay, now why he's doing that, let's see what they got in store for the rest of goddamn America. You know the invisible America nobody can see. major shifts as Trump opens way for Medicaid work requirement. This is from ABC News. In a major policy shift that could affect millions of low-income people, the Trump administration said Thursday it is offering a path for states that want to seek work requirements for Medicaid recipients. Seema Verma, head of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, said work and community involvement can make a positive difference. You hear this, communist? What they're doing? No, see, I'm going to tell you guys something here. Now, they just gave a whole bunch of wealth over to the filthy, filthy fucking rich, okay? That wealth has to come from somewheres. And we already told you where it was going to come from. I mean, I read an article before I came up here about they spent $20 million for these dirty son of a bitches to go out and hound and harass to get $6 million from the poorest people in this goddamn country. What I just read there, $103 million he owes them. These guys are getting away with billions of dollars. We're going to just lift those fines on you, you dirty, dirty, rotten sons of bitches. But these poor people, and the old people and the young people, the infirm, we're going right at their throats because they're easy pickings. And we're going after them. And they'll come out selling all these deadbeats out there getting this free stuff. Hey, you just got $3.4 trillion fucking dollars. Oh, yeah, that was free stuff too, wasn't it, you son of a bitch? You think, that's what I told you about it, people worshiping this shit. Just like we talked about, you know, the rich guy getting the money and then the money making his money off of people's goddamn labor. Just money! But he should be worshipped. He's not a parasite, right? The parasites are the people out there. Huh?
They're poachers. They poach upon humanity.
Yep, there you go. Anyways, we just got started on this article, and we're going to get into it deeper, but we are down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Nothing that is wrong, wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? So soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Audio Slave with I Am the Highway. But, you know, back to what we were talking about, a major shift as Trump opens way for a Medicaid work requirement. Now, goddammit, people, the scenario I laid out for you, these son of a bitches, they've been told, I mean, from their fathers and their father's fathers as it was passed, you're the aristocracy. You don't work. They work for you. You sign checks, and you make phone calls, and you direct them and take 90% of what they goddamn produce. And that's what's going on here. That's what's always gone on here. And then they sit back with the stolen wealth. They take it, these parasites suck it off of you and sit back and act like that makes them elite over you because they stole from you. It's gotten down to the point of, you got 100 million of our people that they think they've got swept back under the rug here. They're pumping in 100 million goddamn foreigners, a recolonization force, and those people are going to be held away. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I heard him say, they got so many jobs, we don't have enough people to fill a job. We need more of these people over here to come in and fill the jobs. You know, everybody can have a job for $2 an hour. It is to take a third of our population and try to turn them into goddamn third world peasants because it's the only way they can fucking eat. And that's what they're talking about right here. Now, you look at this in reality. I mean, this is all socialism, this bullshit, Medicaid, Medicare, all this shit. They're stealing our resources and pretending to take care of us with them. But what's going on in reality here? What they want, you know, they wanted to come back right after Christmas and go straight right after Medicare and Medicaid and just cut it down to nothing. Give that money over to the goddamn corporations because goddamn it, they need it. But it wasn't going to fly. As soon as they said the words, it really got nasty real quick. So what are they going to do? We'll make them work for us for $4 an hour. So, I mean, in these, there's some states where the minimum wage, I mean, is down to like $6-$7 an hour. It's pathetic. What it comes down to is that's not a slave wage. That's if you cannot make more than your room and board and you're working, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, what are you? Isn't that the definition of a slave? You're not working for any gain. You're working for substance just to live. And you're making 90% of what you're making is being taken by your massa. Go ahead.
Just enough to get by.
That's exactly correct. Wait, well, what I'm saying here, that is a slave. I mean, what I'm telling you guys right now, and I think every one of you knows it, $11 an hour. They talk about, Walmart employee is going to get $11 an hour. It's a big shiny nickel for you. These son of a bitches, I mean, they drop $1,000 for a tip in one of their goddamn restaurants or out on the golf course. They look at us as so beneath them that this is all you need. When this goddamn country belongs to us more than it does them because they've been stealing from us for 200 fucking years. The greed, it blurs off of them. But what they want to do here, I mean, if they come up and they go, what they're going to do here is they're going to say, all right, you over there, say you're somebody that was, got a college degree. And, they took you out of the workforce because you were the top in your field back in 2008. That's who they removed. Everybody, the higher wage earners, the people who had seniority. And they removed them all and sweeped them over. They don't exist anymore. You never hear them talk about them, do you? In fact, Trump's saying it's 3-point whatever employment. There ain't nothing else to talk about them 100 million Americans over there in destitute. Okay, so now they come out with, you're older because these people are older. Well, you're going to come, you're going to apply that trade that you were getting $40 an hour for. We're going to give you $11 an hour. And you say, no, I'm not a goddamn slave. Well, then we're taking your medic. Die, son of a bitch. Go ahead.
I'm tired of paying for this shit.
Oh, buddy.
I really am.
Oh, buddy.
You know, I'm tired of paying for it. I'm tired of paying people to fuck me in the ass.
Exactly.
Sorry, Henry, and all you Christians.
You're right. We have paid for it. We've talked about it before. You know, the Indians, when the Europeans took this country in the first place, back in the 1600s and the Mayflower and Jamestown and all that horse shit, well, it was companies. It was British companies and international companies sending endangered slaves over here to make a beachhead. Once they got a beachhead in this country, they used the resources of this country, the wealth of this country, to conquer it. And they're fucking doing it again right now as we're speaking. And they're pretty close to their goal. Because now you've got goddamn Chinese coming in to merge with the United States. This country won't be nothing that it was supposed to be. If you look back at the idea of what this country is supposed to be and what's about to occur when the Chinese, when this merger happens. See, they'll do a dirty deal. And then they'll get a bunch of garbage over here for you to look at and draw you off. You know, investigations with Russian meddling in the election. This is real important. Come over here and look. Come here and look. No, don't look at Joe over here. Yeah, I know he's hauling the place off. Don't look at him. I know he's over there shaking that Chinaman's hand, giving him half of what you own, but don't look at him. And then on to the next dirty deal. They, you know, he had to come out with that DACA thing. There was a 55-minute piece where, you know, they're sitting in there and at the round table with the king, and he's, you know, laying it out and betraying the people. Yeah, No amnesty. Or it's going to be amnesty. Now look at what he's, look at the game they're playing. You know, what did that son of a bitch say? They think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. Now what did this son of a bitch say? We're going to put up a wall? Who was going to pay for that wall, Flea? Who was going to pay for it?
That would be your children, your future grandchildren, all their children, and anybody that can be incarcerated and put into the military industrial complex and put into a slave factory.
Mexico.
There, Katie got it.
Mexicans are going to pay for it.
Katie got it.
Slide through his teeth with that one, too, Eddie.
No, look what's happening right now, guys. Now they're sitting here, well, they got this big bargaining chip, this wall that Mexico was going to pay for. Well, if it's going to get paid for, it's going to have to be paid for you, and you're going to have to give concessions to foreigners who have invaded your country. You're going to have to legalize the DACAs, and you have to go for the comprehensive immigration reform for the other 30 to 100 million. You're going to have to do that, or you ain't going to, and I'm going to get that wall. See how he's trying to play you? Oh, Trump got
Henry,
the wall.
Let's keep in mind, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Henry, let's keep in mind that he is talking to those that have the memory span of a head of cabbage. Those are them that voted for him.
Oh, man. But I'm telling you, they've turned on him. I mean, it's too blatant. It's just way too blatant. Now, but I mean, what I'm talking about is just this little scam right in front of our eyes. You're right. Some people are going to be, he got the wall. Yeah, but Mexico didn't pay for it. And as a condition to get the wall, we got these goddamn dreamers that were going to be deported on the first day. It was going to end DACA the first day. Everyone was going to be deported. Remember that? Do you remember that? And now we're sitting here looking for a real good deal on the wall that Mexico was going to buy. And we're going to accept these, our children are going to just give up 700,000 to 3.2 million. 3.2 million of their jobs to these sons of bitches. Oh, so we can get that wall, which is a meaningless wall because the bastard's already here, and he's made it clear. He has no intent of tossing them out.
People don't realize that they've already broken the borders. It's a global system. These people are, just look at, I can contact people in different countries and different nations in here, just on the internet. And you think you're going to put a border on? I got the border for you.
Well,
all right.
The thing
you
is,
dig a freaking hole about 500 feet deep, then you extend it across the border.
He isn't going to do anything.
That's what I call the cops.
Well, no, he's not even. He's not going to do anything that Mitt Romney didn't tell you he was going to do. Mitt Romney, we might as well have elected Mitt Romney. There isn't a dime's worth of difference in him. I mean, right here, Conway, Trump discovered there doesn't need to be a physical wall along entire border. This is from The Hill. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. White House aide Kellyanne Conway said late Wednesday, President Trump discovered, in quotation marks, there doesn't need to be a physical wall. And this wall was voted on in the 90s. They were supposed to build like 700 miles or something of wall. Never happened. And this ain't going to happen. You see, this is just another con. And, at some point in the ball game, people, we get outnumbered here. You better realize that. They keep pumping these son of a bitches in here. No, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's P.T. Barnum, man. There's a sucker born every minute. And so, the propaganda is continually advanced, the inculcation into this this board game with their rules.
We're under attack.
What needs to be clarified here is when we're paying for it, what are we paying for it in? Federal Reserve notes? Okay, let me indicate what we're paying for it with actually is our life's energy and labor.
Yep.
And they got us jammed with this Federal Reserve note system, which is the fiat fake monopoly money. That's what we have to use to trade by. And as long as, that monster exists, they've got a hold on us because of the money or the method of transaction. How am I trying to say it? Trade, you know? And as far as the wall is concerned, that was just a bunch of malarkey from the get-go. All that does is it paints this fantastic picture in the mind of this wall, like the Great Wall of China is going to hold these people back. BS. We're more effective if we have boots on the ground down there. But that's not the objective, okay? It never was. And it's kind of like Kornke alluded to last week, I think. The level of corruption in this straw man game is so intense. They have to move assets around the world stage.
Yeah,
and that's what they're doing.
Oh yeah, once they get them here, the 30 to 40 to 60 to 100 million. Once they get them here, they get birth certificates too, more money, because that all will be leveraged as property. You're right, absolutely correct, and you don't need a goddamn wall. What you need is, this used to be America. Okay, and the thing is, it's against the law to hire an illegal. Now, they did this little, because this whole thing's a coming down, and they're trying to make it look like Trump's still got some, he's trying to play a bait and switch on you, right in front of your face. So they went and they raided all of these 7-Elevens, these little, like, they arrested 21 people. 21 guys. Hey, there goes I see our jobs coming back already. 21 people that were released, and I read an article yesterday that said that it could take 2 years to get them to court to even think about deporting them. So it's just a publicity thing. You know, the seven, they're out there, they did a sweep across the country, of 340 million people, got 21 of them, and there's 100 million of them. There's 420 million people in this country right now, because there's 100 million of them, son of a bitches. You betcha. But you're right. It is a game, and all it has to do, if you don't want them here, just don't give them welfare. Don't give them housing. Don't give them education. They can't get nothing here, period. And they'll go home. Why would they be here? They go where they can get something. They ain't going to get nothing here. It's our own people cutting our throats. Go ahead.
Well, actually, yeah, and we support the administrative state is supposed to function for two things only, and that is to protect life and property, and they're basically synonymous, all right? And, but that the administrative state has been leveled at the American people for quite some time, soon before the ink was dry on the doggone contract. And is weaponized against us now. The people who occupy the administrative state, both those who are elected and those who are part
selected
of the bureaucracy, as far as the appointed contractors and stuff like that.
How you gonna get us?
They have no reason to reverse course.
No.
Right? And they will not reverse course.
why in the hell should we? I can hear Katie. She must have her phone on conference.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll mute. Sorry.
That's okay.
Henry? But,
yeah, go ahead.
I just want to put my two cents in on the scheme of the administrative state is in regards to protecting property. They're protecting the Jew banker's property because when I bought my house, and I was all happy, and this swarmy fucking lawyer says, here, let me take your true title. Let me go get you registered. And then a couple weeks later, we get back a color of title. They stole our fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
We don't own it.
No.
So the fucking administrative state says,
easy on the fucking there. It's getting a little out of hand.
Homeowners, because they own the home. We're renters. So when they protect property, they're protecting their own assets, not ours.
I'm stating is the mission that they're supposed to be doing. What they have done is the inverse, okay?
180 degrees
and what has
out.
Happened, and what has happened is we have, all of us have allowed these pricks to take over and maintain this occupation of our administrative state. We're going to have an administrative state one way or the other. It's what is that administrative state going to be? Because when this does jump off, we're going to have to put together an administrative state for certain functions in our society, because we cannot live under anarchy. It won't work. Right?
That's a
it
fact.
It ain't going to happen.
You need to first define what anarchy is.
All right, I'll tell you what anarchy is. I'm going to tell you something, and believe me, all right? This is from experience, life experience, all right? Everybody should volunteer and respect one another's property. Man's base nature is as a liar, a thief, and a killer. What happens is you have individuals who think they have a right to your property more than you do. And then you have groups of individuals who come along and think the same thing, all right?
Correct.
And that is why men instituted governments. However, because we are not vigilant, all right, eternally vigilant, as Jefferson stated, the administrative state, I'm going to tell you what, it is with man, it is in a perpetual state of war.
Oh, yeah.
Because the administrative state will be used as a weapon against man and his life property. I'm out.
Well, what it comes down to is that the administrative state, it's all been flipped on its head 180 degrees. We don't have anarchy. We have self-rule under the Bill of Rights and the common law. We don't need an administrative state for that. All we need is the elected judges, elected constables, and then if there is an issue, we have a constable or a sheriff that raises a posse, and this was our self-government. Now, we were the sovereigns of this country. What they did is they created an administrative state, flipped everything on its head. Now, we're the servants, and they're the free sovereigns that own everything, including us. This is what they would try to project, and anarchy isn't in it. Anarchy is no law, it's mob rule, the Bill of Rights is self-rule. It is each individual having equal right and equal right to prosecute. That means you're not gonna steal from me, and I don't need the goddamn state to protect me. Where I live, I go to that common law court, and you have infringed upon my property or my person, I file the proper paperwork, I bring you in, I prove it, the jury says the verdict. Now, the verdict stands, and the sheriff is there to enforce it, and if he has to call up the militia and the posse to do it, that's how this country was supposed to be run on our side of it, people.
Hey, Henry, you want to hear a good one I just read in the paper?
All righty.
I started getting the local paper again, and I was reading, like, the, you know, crime blot or whatever. This is the word they use out here for kicking your door down and dragging your ass out when you miss court. It's called a warrant entry.
Of course, and it's computer generated,
like that,
no doubt.
You like that? Warrant entry.
Uh-huh. You see, this is what it all comes down to, everything we're talking about. What it comes down here, Mom.
In your face because you missed court.
What it comes down to here is what we've been talking about all along. Everything that they do to you that doesn't meet the requirements in that procedural due process in that Bill of Rights is a usurpation. It is tyranny. It is raw on its face aggression. That the Bill of Rights says this is the only way that I, as an American national, can have my peace bothered by anybody. Is how you have to follow these procedures. In every instance, those procedures have been pushed aside. They're called, well, your due process is laws. We go to a secret FISA court and we come and spy on you and arrest you. No, that didn't meet the requirements of the Fourth Article. It just didn't. And they know it doesn't. And then, well, our Supreme Court, I mean, that's another thing I heard, you know, Mark saying to get talking about, you know, how the courts were put together in the day and leading back to the Supreme Court being common law. It is not common law. It cannot be common law. The Ninth Article says it cannot be common law. The government, it's an arm of the government. The government cannot have authority to judge the people. Bottom line, you can call it anything you want to. They cannot have authority. The Ninth Article forbids it. Only we, the people, can judge ourselves and our law. Only us. Go ahead.
It's because the only thing you resort to is, you know, freaking having firearms and trying to protect ourselves, because you know you go into the court systems, it's there you is, might as well just bend over and, you know, put
there is no court system. We have no court
GPS
system.
Unit on your bracelet.
We have zero protection for our rights, because and only us. We're the only ones. That's the way it was supposed to be anyway. Like I said, we go to the common law court with that judge we elected who can't. He isn't at no kind of power. All he's there is to make sure procedures are followed and nobody's rights are violated in the process. He's to offer a process that comes to a verdict from the jury. Once the jury has decided, then it's up to the constable, the person who filed the charges, whose actual authority is where that court comes. When that court is activated, a real common law court, it's not no court authority. It's your authority. That's how you apply it, is through that court. And if it comes down to the enforcement part of it, you apply it through the sheriff who draws a posse, who draws the militia if he has to enforce your rights. And this is, but like I said, it's all on its head. It's like they're the sovereigns, which makes them kings, which makes them the aristocrats they claim to be. And we're just goddamn property beneath them. We are their servants.
Goddamn right.
And by God, I'm nobody's servant.
Look at the Bundy trial, man.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to do damage control on that.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, that accomplished nothing, because there's only one way this gets fixed, and I think we all know what it is. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons coming up on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio right behind us here. And, you know, stay the course and stay in people's faces. Don't accept their bullshit when you have the facts on your side, and that is The Word from the Trenches.